I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Shawnee Theater in Bloomfield is doing a really good production of Howard Ashman and Alan Menken's Little Shop of Horrors. It's the story of a clumsy florist shop worker who raises a plant that eats human blood and flesh. The musical is based on a low-budget black comedy from 1960. The music, by Menken, leans toward the sounds of 60s rock, the Tight Girl trios, and early Motown. Ashman's words exploit the ballad sounds of the era, the bluesy feel, and even some fast patter. The cast at Shawnee is a very strong one, with good singing and acting from all. Seymour, Oliver Davids, is a central, sympathetic figure as the hapless florist. He's quite in love with the lovely assistant Audrey and the custodian of the growing and demanding plant. Michaela Cohen is simply the perfect Audrey. Her accent is richly New York, her singing's personable and powerful. She's the pathetic blonde bimbo raised to the nth degree. Rory Behrens, last seen as the redoubtable pirate Smee in Neverland, is here quite the merchant as Mushnick, the owner of the flower shop, and Seymour and Audrey's employer. Behrens was very much the grouchy owner, and the mock Jewish wedding scene in which he adopts Seymour was very funny. Darrell Horning, Bloomfield audiences may remember him as last week's Peter Pan in Neverland, is the abusive boyfriend of Audrey and that pain-loving dentist Orin. Jack Nicholson had the role in the original, and Steve Martin plays him in the film. Horning brings a wonderfully attractive charm to the role, and his uproarious laughter punctuated his every move. Earlier, he did duty as a neighborhood wino, and he later reappears as a series of agents out to tempt Seymour with an ever-growing series of contracts for TV show, magazine appearances, and general showbiz representation. Jamila Hunter, Allie Taylor, and Missy Taylor appear as the neighborhood ladies and the trio of Crystal, Chiffon, and Ronette. Yes, they're each named for a girl group from the period. Their singing set the tone for the show, and they did a nice job of carrying their parts of the developing neighborhood atmosphere. Audrey, the plant, starts out as a clever hand puppet, and by the second act has grown big enough to handle full-sized humans for its diet. Initially, Orin the dentist suffices, but later it's Mushkin, Audrey, and finally even Seymour who vanish. The eloquent big voice of the Motown-style singing hungry plant comes from the show's director, Adam Michael Lewis, and yes, he was last week's Captain Hook. Musical direction for Little Shop is by Brian Samarzia, and it's a tribute to him and the cast that things work so well. Most of the words come across, but I did wish that the balance was a little more for a musical and a little less for a rock concert. Set designs are by the resourceful David Wade. Zachariah Sainz's costuming helps tell each character's story. Thursday's well-satisfied opening night audience rose to its feet as Michaela Cohen's Audrey joined the cast for the curtain call. And as they left, I heard people saying they were going to tell friends about this one. The Shawnee Theater production of Ashman and Menken's Little Shop of Horrors plays 2 weekends, July 5th through 8th and the 12th through the 15th, at the theater in Bloomfield. You can find this and other theater reviews and previews at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.